This is St. Louis Public Radio. Utility companies in Missouri have been dumping toxic byproducts from coal-fired power plants into large, mostly unlined pits in the ground for more than 50 years. But the state has never regulated these pits to protect human health and the environment from contamination. In the second of two stories this week on coal ash ponds, St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports that environmentalists worry that the state's recently proposed regulations will not address groundwater pollution.
At Ameren Missouri's Labadie Energy Center, there are two coal ash ponds, one that's been around since 1970 and the other since 1993. But Labadie resident Janet Dietrich and her neighbors weren't aware of them until...
About 11 years ago, our little book club had heard a rumor from some people that worked at the power plant, and we found out they had bought up all the bottom land from the farmers and paying outrageous prices for it. So we started looking into it.
And it didn't take them long to find out that at the plant, there were coal ash ponds.
We found out what is in coal ash waste. And we found out about all the heavy metal. And we didn't want that going in the water, a floodplain. I mean, how ridiculous.
Coal-fired power plants in the U.S. have been disposing waste in ponds for decades. Coal ash waste contains cancer and disease-causing chemicals like arsenic and mercury. But the Environmental Protection Agency never regulated the waste until October 2015. The federal agency classified coal ash as non-hazardous waste, so that means states that have coal ash ponds, like Missouri, have to be primary enforcers of coal ash regulations. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources drafted its regulations at the end of 2018 and made them public this month. Chris Noggle is the solid waste director at the Missouri DNR. He says the proposed regulations require utility companies to address contamination if groundwater monitoring studies show levels of harmful chemicals that exceed state drinking water standards.
So obviously you don't typically drink shallow groundwater, but in this case, the limits are the drinking water standards. So it's fairly protective.
But environmental groups say the proposal isn't strong enough to protect human health and the environment. Maxine Lopelez is a lawyer at Washington University who represents the Missouri Sierra Club and the Labadie Environmental Organization. She says the state's proposal is less protective than federal regulations.
If you can show that people are not drinking the contaminated groundwater and you don't expect people to be drinking them in the future and the groundwater isn't connected to a drinking water supply, then you don't have to clean it up.
Environmentalists want to see several changes. Under the state's proposal, utilities would test groundwater near the ponds twice a year for a short list of chemicals that do not include arsenic, lead, or mercury. The companies would only be required to test for those chemicals if they detect any excessive levels among the short list. Environmental groups want the DNR to start with a longer list of possible contaminants and test every season. They also want utilities to continue posting their groundwater data online so that everyone can see them. Lopelez says that the federal rule requires it, but it's not a part of the state's proposal.
There's ongoing data that we keep getting under the federal regulations, and all that would just go dark.
Lopelez says it's important to note that the state's drinking water standard for arsenic is five times that of the federal level. The chemical is known to cause multiple types of cancer and heart disease. Groundwater monitoring data since 2015 has shown excessive levels of arsenic near ponds belonging to Ameren Missouri, Kansas City Power and Light, and Associated Electric Cooperative. Ameren's reports say that the groundwater contamination poses no risk to human health or the environment. Kansas City Power and Light spokesperson Gina Penzick says the utility is not certain if the excessive contamination is even linked to the ponds.
There's no conclusive data yet. It's something that we continue to study in compliance with the EPA.
Patricia Shuba is the founder of the Labadie Environmental Organization. She says when she first learned about the coal ash ponds near where she lives, she thought state regulators were watching them.
I was shocked when I found out that there's very little oversight, and I think to local people that became frightening, and we over all these decades of living here, assumed everything was protected, including the groundwater.
Now Shuba and other Labadie residents are considering taking legal action if Ameren doesn't address groundwater pollution from coal ash ponds. The Missouri DNR will submit regulations for approval after the public comment period ends on March 28th. The agency expects the rule to be effective by the end of September. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.
You can listen to the first part of this two-part story on the contamination from these ponds online at stlpublicradio.org.